Rashi learns in the whole Gemara, the whole sugya of Moitzi Shemra, that the din Torah we're discussing is the husband wants to be mafsid the wife to ksuba. That's what the Rabbi Nitami asked on Rashi. How do you call that Moitzi Shemra? Moitzi Shemra is the parsha and the chumash where we were mazim the edi habal, and the baal gets malkus and he has to pay meir kesef to the father of the girl, and he. Three parts to the punishment. Rashi learns we're talking about the nemanus of the Baal. Because it's only the Rabbanan, that if he comes to Bezdin right away, the next morning, and he says, Pesach Pesach Matzasi, Zemel HaFsidik Zubas. So, Rameir says in the Mishnah, Hepsik Zubas Shloisha Dayan. And the Chum say, since it may develop later into becoming Din Nefashi, you already need 23 now. Atarashi translate Choshishim Lalaz. Shema Yetzi HaKol, V'yishmo Edom V'yavoyu, and the Edom will testify. So Rashi and Amid Beis continues with the Pshat Ches Amid Beis. So Rashi says, you start, the Gemara and Amid Beis has a whole, we learned Ches Amid Beis and Tes Amid Aleph, and Tes Amid Beis, Gemara has a whole series of suggestions. What is the Nekudas HaMachlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim and the Mishnah? So Rashi says the Pshat is the husband brings Edim in the presence of Bezna of three who say that the woman is Chayv Misa because she was in so but there wasn't a Hasra, and they say she's an Isha Chavera. So the Chachamim say Chavera ain't a Tzorach Hasra, so it may develop to become 23. And Meir says Chavera Tzorach Hasra, so it's not going to develop to become 3. And all the pshatim are the same. Machlokes, where they say karva pasul by din in the nefashis, when the eighth pasul was lenis kabin lahoid, and where the hasra stam is good. So in all the cases, Rashi has that pshat. The edim testify in the presence of a bezna of three, and then if it's what to develop to become din in the nefashis, they'll add on another 20. If nothing to develop, so you leave it the way it is. So what do you mean? But if the husband thought initially that it's going to be din in the nefashis, so you should need 23 for the Kabbalah Seders. So the Rashi sounds like he understands over here that the Kabbalah Seders for din in the nefashis is sufficient with a bezna of 3. He pointed out that in the Ramban's commentary on the Torah, he quotes the Rav Sadia Goen's translation of the Chumash. Rav Sadia Goen wants to give Pshutu Shal Mikra. Pasuk says, Al Pishnai made him Al Pishlosh ate him. So the Mishnah Makkos is bothered with the question, if two Edom are good, so three Edom are Kavachar, they're good. Ten Edom are better than two Edom also. So why does it bother to say, Al Pishnaim Edom, Al Pishlosh Edom? What does Al Pishlosh Edom mean? So the Mishnah has a whole series of drushes. So the Rav Sadia Goen in his Pirush Al HaTorah says, he thinks Al Pishnai made him in Shlosha Dayanim. How does it fit into the Pasuk? It says Al Pishnai made him Al Pishlosha Adim, Yomas Ameis. How can he say Shlosha Dayanim? I don't know. So that's how the Rav Sadia Goen thinks in Pshuta Shal Mikra, and everything that the Mishnah has, all the different suggestions that the Tanoim have in the Mishnah, that's all additional levels of interpretation. That's Torah Shabbal Peh. Rav Sadia Goen thinks that the Pshuta Shal Mikra is Pasuk is saying that Kabbalah Seder, Sadin and Nefashis, is sufficient with a Bezna of 3. And the Ramban disagrees, and he thinks it's not true. He thinks Halacha L'maaseh, you have to have a Bezna of 23, but the Kabbalah Seder says, well. So the Minchas Chinuch picks up on this, the Ramban al Atar, and he thinks it would dinami. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the Masicht, Ein Donim, is there any Dachas Alpi Bezna Shal Shivim B'yachot? So the Minchas Chinuch thinks that according to the Ramban, that Din and Nefashis needs a Bezna of 23. For Kabbalah Seder, because Kabbalah Seder is the beginning of the Masa Matan of the Nefashis, of the Din Nefashis case. So if you have a case of Irani Dachas that needs Ayin Aleph for the Masa Matan, so you should need Ayin Aleph for the Kabbalah Seder to say that each person worshipped Avod Zarah. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, is Beferish in the Gemara Natzo, the end of the Masichta, the last few Dafim, the very end, talk about the Dinim of Irani Dachas. So the Gemara says, not so. The Gemara is very clear that you don't need the Shiv Yechud for the Kabbalah Seder. The Kabbalah Seder was done way before, either with 3 or with 23. So that's the Minchas Chinos Kasha. If the Ramban is right that Kabbalah Seidus of Nefashas needs 23, so shouldn't Kabbalah Seidus of Ir Nidachas need 71? Didn't the Ramban mean to say that? That whatever you need for the Masa Matan, that's what you need for the Kabbalah Seidus. So that's a question, is that really Pshat in the Ramban? What does Rashi Taka hold? So we saw there's a Rashi later. A Rashi is beferish like that. The Gemara is talking about the establishing Sanhedrin in various cities. So, where's the Gemara? The Gemara says, you only appoint a Sanhedrin Ketana in a city if they have Shnaim Ledaber ve'echad Lishmoa. What do you mean? What do the words mean? Shnaim Ledaber ve'echad Lishmoa. So Rashi translates, Shnaim Ledaber, you need two members of the Sanhedrin who have to be able to speak all the foreign languages, that the witnesses may possibly come and they'll give a Haggadah Seidus in French or in Yiddish or in Spanish. So the two members of the Bezin have to be able to speak all the foreign languages. And the third one at least has to understand. Echad Lishma, the third one. You need three Dayanim should understand all the languages that it's possible the Edom will come to testify in. Because the Halacha says, Mipihem, below Mipiha Miturgamon. When you have Edom coming to testify, the Bezin has to hear the Kabbalah Seidus directly. They can't accept a translator who's going to say over what they said. He may not translate it properly. So Rashi learns a case of Dina Nefashis. You want to have a Sanhedrin 23. All you need is three who speak all the languages. How is that good enough to read? So obviously Rashi thinks the Kabbalah Seidus of Dina Nefashis is sufficient with a business of three. And the three, all three have to be able to understand Spanish and French and Yiddish and so on. And two of them have to be able to speak the language that they should be able to carry on a conversation with the Edom, if they'll speak in a different language, to ask him more questions. So you see the Farish that Rashi holds that, well, like he says over here on Chesam base, all you need for Kabbalah Seidus of Nefashis is the Bezna of three. How's the Ramban going to read that Gemara? The Ramban insists that Kabbalah Seidus of Nefashis requires a Bezna of 23. So the Chidush Aran on the Daf points it out, on that Daf Yod Zayin base. The Rashi clearly thinks it's sufficient with a bezna of three for Kabbalah Seidus of Nefashis. And the other Rishonim learn, no, it means a different thing. Shnayim Ledaber ve'echad Lishmoa means 20 members of the Sanhedrin have to know, they have to be familiar with the Gemara, but they have to know on their fingertips all of Hilchas Sanhedrin and the Ramam Hilchas Din and Nefashis. They have to know Masechas Sanhedrin. Mishnai Sanhedrin, Masechas Sanhedrin, Masechas Makas. That they have to know Erevin also, that they have to know. They don't have to have on their fingertips everything, but you have to have two, Shnaim Ledaba B'chala Tarakula, you have to have two sharpshooters who can talk and learning and call it Tarakula, to be Medam and Milsa. And Milsa sometimes you got to quote a source from a different place to prove a point over here. Rabbi Gorin years ago wrote a famous tshuva, Ha'och V'ho'achos. It was very controversial that there were a brother and a sister who Al Pidin should have been Mamzerim. So he explained why they're not Mamzerim. So in the middle of his tshuva, he makes some kind of a tushta. He quotes something, then he says, and don't be surprised, why am I quoting something? It has nothing to do with Hilchas Mamzer, it's not Nebuchadnezzar. So he quotes a Gemara in the end of the first parak in Sukkah. The Gemara proves a point in Hilchas Sukkah by quoting a din from Mikvos. We have a Tosefta in Sanhedrin. We discuss with it. It's a Machlokes HaTanaim, Rav Meir and the Chachamim. So Rav Meir says in the Tosefta, the Chachamim say in the Tosefta, that when the Rebbe is giving a shir on Sanhedrin, the Talmidim are not allowed to ask questions on Erevin or on Shabbos or on Nida. That's Shol Shalok Inyan. If somebody asks a question, Shalok Inyan, he has to apologize in public and say, Shalok Inyan Shalti, I take back my question. The Rameh says you never have to apologize because Kol HaTor Kul Inyanech. Everything is interconnected. The Pashtus is the Chachamim also agree with Rameh Kol HaTor Kul Inyanech. But it's going to foul up the shiur if you're going to ask in the middle a side topic that really is not relevant over here. But in halacha, we do learn from Hilchas Mikvos, sheds light on Hilchas Sukkah. We do learn midin echad lachaver. A lot of times the Gemara has, let's say, how do we know that you have to hold the lulav and the esrig up the way kederach di losam? We learn it out from Atzishitim Omdim, from the Karshi Amishkan, how to be kederach di losam. So you always learn that midin echad lachaver. Because the assumption is Kol HaTorah Kula is in Yenechad. So that's what the other Rishonim learn, not like Rashi. Those who say that you need all 23 members of the Bezna have to understand all the languages, because They have to be Kabbalah Seder needs 23, not enough with 3. So how do they read the Gemara Shnayim L'Dabe V'Echad L'Shmaya? So the Chiddush Ran explains Shnayim L'Dabe B'Chol HaTorah Kula. You have to have two very big lomdim in every Sanhedrin who can talk and learning on everything. V'Echad L'Shmaya, one who can follow everything that said. The other 20 don't have to be such big goyim that they should know everything, be able to talk and learning and everything. They have to know Hilchas Sanhedrin. They have to know Masechas Sanhedrin, Masechas Makas. The issues that may come up in a case of dealing with fascists. So this is
that how we passed?
We haven't had dealing with fascists in a few centuries. I don't know.
Assume that Sanhedrin Gedolah was knowledgeable at all?
Yes, Sanhedrin Gedolah, but to establish a Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, Chav Gimel in any given city, so Rashi learns that you need 3 should understand all the language, the other 20 don't have to. And the other Rishonim say all 23 have to understand Yiddish, have to understand French. You can't be a Mekabalatus with 3 in the case of Dina Nefoshes. So Shnayim L'Dabe V'Echad L'Shmaya means to talk and learning very sharp. So Nedik Dor, they're supposed to be the biggest Talmid HaChachamim in Klal Yisrael. So this was one line in Rashi, that Rashi clearly, he only happens to blurt it out on one line here on Ches Amid Beis, that you mekabelatus b'fnei shloisha, but it's assumed that that's the pshat in the whole Gemara according to Rashi. Then Rashi throws in another line over here that's very interesting. If the husband brings edim lechatchila who say that the girl was mezana during erisin, but there was no hasra, so they cannot possibly lead to dinei nefashim. Then we mazim the edim, so the chumash has a din. If the man claims that his wife was mezana, kikechi shisha hadosha, hotzi aleh shemra, lamatzasa lebitcha b'sulim, then it says, afors hasim lo le'eni hasken. What do you mean, afors hasim lo? So the Gemara says in Ksubis, in the fourth paragraph of Ksubis, not to be taken literally, afors hasim lo, they spread a sheet out. What it means is, dvar mechuvarim kisim lo. The father brings edim who amazin the edi habal, and it comes out that the Eri HaBaal told a lie. So then you have this whole big punishment. V'yisroos means Malkus. V'yonshoos me'akes v'yipes l'aviyah naira. And v'loisi elisha l'yuchol l'shalcha kol yama. Fine. What happens if the witnesses that the husband brought, that the father's witnesses were mazel them later, and they ascertained that they took a bribe? The husband had bribed the original witnesses to give false testimony. He paid the money to give false testimony. So then you give the punishment. What if the witnesses in the first place would never have been able, even if they wouldn't have been huzma, they would never be able to administer din in the fashas, because they say there was no hasra. There was no hasra. So even in such a case also, if you're mazim the edim, you also have a punishment of kasha zama. You also have a punishment of moitzi shemra. If you're mazim the edim, so you punish them with kasha zama. Okay. But if you're mazim the edim, you punish the husband who bribed the edim to give the edim sheker. Do you give him the punishment of Moitzi Shemra or not? So that is a... So Rashi says yes. Rashi says you make him pay the Me'er Kesef. Rashi, he didn't have to... Maybe he did have to say, I don't know. It wasn't necessary for Rashi to say that. Rashi blurts it out. He says if you'd be Mazim, the Eri HaBaal, even though the Eri HaBaal would not have been able to give an Einish Misa, the Baal has to pay Me'er Kesef. So this is an issue that Tosis raises a little bit. Taisus and the Ritwan Ksubis, they have a contradiction between two Gemaras. The whole sugya of Loshon Hara is in Maseches Erechim. What's it doing in Maseches Erechim? A few dafim, the Chofetz Chaim quotes a lot from that Gemara. Then you have, like anything, is scattered out all over Shas. You have a little Ben Cheskabatim, Ben Hilchas Loshon Hara. So what's it doing in Erechim? Because the Mishnah has, if you say erko alai, so you pay a fixed amount of money depending on the gender, whether it's a man or a woman, and depending on the age. And it doesn't matter whether he's extremely healthy or extremely sick, it doesn't matter. If you say dom of alai, so you pay kamu shavalim kabashuk as an evit, shamanosi kevin anim kabashuk. But if you didn't say dom of alai, you said erko alai, then you pay kafi domim haktsuvim beparsha. Doesn't matter whether he's big yichas, big miyuchas, and very healthy, or no yichas at all. And he's not healthy, and he wouldn't sell on the slave market for anything. It doesn't make a difference. So then the Mishnah continues to say, Amotzi Shemra, if a man is Motzi Shemra Alishtoi, so the Torah says there's a penalty he pays, Me'er Kesef, doesn't matter whether Ishto is a big Miuchesses or from a mishpacha pshuta b'Yisrael. Doesn't make a difference. That's how much you pay. Shloshim shalevet. Also, shoramud kills an adam, you pay shloshim shalevet. Doesn't matter whether the eved is a noikin margolius. He can do such a parnasa. He can make a fortune of money, or he can just carry water. Can just carry suitcases, luggage. Doesn't matter how much the eved is worth. Shloshim shalevet. You pay the same amount. So the Mishnah says over there, look at this. The oinus amefata, and the man rapes a woman. Oinus amefata only pays chamishim shekel kesed. But if he's moitzi shemra alishtoi, he didn't attack anyone. He attacked with words. He attacked with words. So he said she was mezana tachtov. So in such a case, he pays twice as much. He pays mea kesed. So this begins the whole sugya nigmar about lashon hara. Look how terrible lashon hara is. That it's mochomer ha'imer b'fiv. He says about his wife, not true stories. That's worse than oisa maisa. That's worse than raping a single girl. So that Gemara seems to be saying that the penalty of the moitzi shemra, the man is the husband is punished because of the lashon hara that he said. Then there's a Gemara in Ksubis that Tosfos quotes Ksubis daf mem dalal on the base, where the Gemara says ha'moitzi shemra laktana poto. Why? The only time there's a punishment of Moitzi Shemra with the Malkus, with the Mea Kesef, and with the Veloise Leisha, that's only if it would have been able to lead up to Misa. In other words, it was attempted murder. He was trying to kill the wife. He bribed witnesses to give Eda Sheker. He was trying to kill his wife. But if the Moitzi Shemra Laktana, Ben Kovako, Laktana is a Labas Onshin, so he would never succeed in giving her the death penalty. So then you don't have the punishment of Moitzi Shemra. So the Rishonim ask, isn't there a contradiction between the Gemaras? The Shita Mukovetz is there, and Ksubis Daf Mem Dal, and on the base, quotes the Ritvo Es Daikasha. The Gemara in Ksubis seems to say that the punishment of Moitzi Shemra is because of attempted murder, and the Gemara in Erchen, the Mishnah in Erchen, says because of Lashon Hara. So some Rishonim say the Mishnah in Erchen is agadic, it's homiletic, and the Gemara in Ksubis is Daloch. Tosis says the reverse. The Gemara in Ksubis is not to be taken literally. It doesn't mean, the Gemara never meant to say that the only time there's a punishment for Moitzi Shemra is when there was attempted murder. No, the Gemara meant a different thing. What if a man, Tosis gives a moshav, what if a man is Moitzi Shemra al Ishtai, not that he says Ishti Zinsa during Erisin, he says Ishti Nensa during Erisin. Ishti Nensa during Erisin. Therefore, I don't want to pay, because at the time of the Nisuan, she wasn't a psula anymore, she didn't tell me, she fooled me, so I don't want to pay the ksuba masai. But he didn't say Ishti Zinsa, he didn't accuse her of anything. Tell she was Nensa. He says that someone raped her. So that wouldn't be a punishment of Moitzi Shemra. He never accused the wife of having an affair out of her own free will. So even if he says Ishti Ktana Zinsa, that's not really called, it's a little bit Lashon Hara. He says, when he says Ishti Nensa, and it's not true. He's telling a story that's not true. It's going to be embarrassing for the wife. So a little bit it is Lashon Hara, but it's not as bad as Lashon Hara saying that the wife was Mezana Beratzen. So if the wife is a Ktana and the husband says Ishti Zinsa, since the Halacha says, probably says Pita Ktana Oinesu, if a girl is a Ktana, and Al Pidin a Kotna Ktana, Cherishat Kotna Labene Das, so that it's considered as if it was Ba'inus. It's not considered Berot, it's considered Ba'inus. And there are differences between Oinus and Mefata. So one is Mefata Aktano, the Gemara says Pita Aktano Oinusu, it's considered Oinus, not considered Mefata. So Tosis learns that's what the Gemara meant to say. Moitzi Shemra Alishta Aktano is not Chayiv because it can't lead up to Misa? No, you don't need attempted murder. The Lashon Hara, if you say Lashon Hara about your wife, that's the Mechayiv of Moitzi Shemra. But the Gemara meant to say, Moitzi Shemra Alishta Aktano is not even called Lashon Hara because it's like saying she was Nensa, Pita Aktano Oinusu. We just pointed out parenthetically, the Rambam doesn't paskin like the Babli. This is one of the several cases. Every so often there's a difficult Rambam that's against the Talmud Bavli. So the Lacha Mishnah, the Kes Mishnah will ask the Kasha, the Raivah will ask the Kasha. So sometimes Lacha Mishnah makes tumble sources. He tries to figure out where did the Rambam get the Psak from. Isn't it Beferish against the Gemara? So sometimes he'll say, convoluted explanation. The Rambam is bothered with Tosis Kasha, and that's why he held a whole Pshetl. And the Vilna Gaon will often write on Shulchan Aruch, The Rambam passing like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. Not that he learned the Bavli differently. The Bavli Taka says not so. And the Vilna Gaon writes, Kedarko Lipsika Yerushalmi Neged HaBavli Bekama Mekaymes. Quite a few places. The former Rabbi Gorin, Chief Rabbi Gorin, put out a big sefer, HaRambam VeHaYerushalmi. So he collected all the Rambam's, not such a difficult stunt to do, but he had the time and he did it. He collected all the Rambam's, what is only gone right, said the Rambam is paskin like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. So here also, the Rambam doesn't paskin Peter Ktano Einesu. The Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi that it depends. If the man is married to the Ktana min HaTorah, in other words, if the father married off his daughter, so the daughter is an Eshes Ish Deraisa. So then the Rambam says, if the girl was Mazana Beratzen, she becomes Asura Al Bailo. And you don't say Peter Ktana Einesu. But if the girl is only married Midirabbanon, let's say there is no father, so the mother or the brother married her off, Ktana Shisiyua Ima Viacheho, so that's only Kiddushin Derabbanon. So if she's only married Midirabbanon, then Yerushalmi says, you say Peter Ktana Einesu. She, even if she's Mazana Beratzen, you don't say she's a Soita Asura Al Bailo Asura Al Boil, then you say Peter Ktana Einesu. But if she's married Menator, then you don't say Peter Ktayn Onesu. So the Rabbi asked, it's against the Gemara. It's true. The Rabbi asked on the Rambam. The Rambam is against the Gemara. It's against the Bavli. So the Vilna Gaon, the Be'er Agra says, correct, it's against the Bavli. The Rambam got it from the Yerushalmi. He paskins like, why did he do that? That's a big problem. Why did the Rambam paskin like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli? The Rambam usually follows the Rif, and there's a famous Rif in the end of Erevin where the Rif has a famous comment. He says, whenever there's a contradiction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we paskin like the Bavli because we say Hilchos HaKabasroi. We assume that the Chachmei HaBavli, those who edited the Bavli, were familiar with everything that it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi, because Yerushalmi was written earlier, and they knew everything that it says in Yerushalmi. So if they said not so, it means they took that into consideration and they paskin against the Yerushalmi. So that's what the Rif says. So usually the Rambam follows the Rif. So that's, and this is a historical question. Is that true? Several books were written on that topic. Is it true that the Chachmei HaBavli knew everything that it says in the Yerushalmi? When they're taking a stand, they say, Hilchos HaKabasroi. They took that into consideration. They said, Faker. So why did they bring Haichachas? Because there's a Gemara later in Sanhedrin. The Gemara alludes to a story that never appears anywhere in the Talmud Bavli, but it does appear in the Talmud Yerushalmi. This is the Maisei Debai of Muchsin. There's a Maisa de Bayam Muchsin. I forgot already where it is. Here it is. Amem Dalit Amid Beis. Amem Dalit Amid Beis. Three lines from the bottom. So it says right before the Mishnah in parenthesis, Kyahu Maisa de Bayam Muchsin. So Rashi says, where is the story? It's a long, long Rashi. This whole Rashi is the second line from the top and the second column. And it tells you, Kala Maisa Adaza Isa Bi Yerushalmi Chagiga. So the Bavli is alluding to a story in the Yerushalmi. So you see that the Bavli knew everything that it says in the Yerushalmi. Others say, no, this was a famous story. All the people, all the children knew about it. So the Gemara alludes to it. Doesn't necessarily mean that they knew what it said in the Yerushalmi. So that's, there are other hachachas like that also. Very questionable. Every so often the Bavli will allude to something that only appears in the Yerushalmi. Does that necessarily indicate that they knew what it says in the Yerushalmi? Maybe they didn't know at all what it says in the Yerushalmi. Maybe they didn't have it available. That's a question. Okay, but that's an issue.
According to Rambam, she still doesn't get reason for the canon. It's a
Kedushin Deraisa. Right, if she won't get Misa, well, she'll become Asura Al Baila. That's called Eishes Ish Zintzu B'Mezid. Yeah. So Tosus here on Chesam Beis learns that Gemara in Ksubas Daf Mem Dalan Beis that is based on the assumption that Pitek Tano Einesu. So it's considered as if he never said Lashon Hara against his wife. So regarding this contradiction between the two Gemaras, that the simple reading of the Mishnah in Erechin indicates that the punishment for the husband for the Moitzi Shem Ralishta is because of Lashon Hara. And the Gemara in Ksuba seems the simple reading indicates because of attempted murder. So some Rishonim said the Mishnah in Erechin is Agadata and the Ikar is the Gemara in Ksuba. Other Rishonim say like Taisus, no, the Ikar is the Mishnah in Erechin and Gemara in Ksuba never said that. It just meant Pitek Tano Einesu. So it's not such a high level. It has to have a high level of Lashon Hara. He has to claim that the wife had an affair, not that the wife was Densa. That's not enough. And then some Rishonim make a compromise. And it could be that that's Rashi's opinion. Some Rishonim make a compromise. They say, the two parts to the punishment, there are really three parts, but Hanager L'Inyanen, the two parts to the punishment of the husband by the Motzi Shemra. One part is that V'Yisro, so we give him Malkus. The second part is V'Yamsho Osa Mea Kesef. So V'Yisro Osa the Malkus, that's only if there was attempted murder. If he tried to kill her, then we give him Malkus. And V'Yamsho Osa Mea Kesef, that's even if there was no attempted murder, if he just said Loshnar about his wife, that she had an affair, even though he wasn't trying to kill her. So all you see from Rashi is to that extent. Rashi is talking about a case, if you'll be mazim, the Eidi Abal say there was no Hasro. So there's no chance that it's going to lead up to Din in the Fashion. So Rashi adds on, nobody asked him to add on. It wasn't necessary for the Hemshech HaSugya. Rashi adds on, if you'll be mazim, the Eidi Abal, the husband will have pay Mea Kesef. So that's a Chiddush, but the Eidim could never have led up to Einish Misa. So it could be that that's what Rashi holds. That in order to give the Malkus V'Yisrael, so you have to have attempted murder on the part of the husband. But in order to have to pay the Mea Kesef, that's enough if there was a Lashon Hara against the wife. So these are two Chidushim that Rashi had over here. Then the Gemara quoted, there is a din that you need Hasra. That's a Sugya later, Daf Mem Aleph. Yeah, I think in Ksubas the Rishonim elaborate on it. It means that there was no Lashon Hara. Yeah.
Can you say that the Rambam was just the Daikin Lashon of the Bavli, that Pitui is only referring to Kavata, that if she was Mizame, that's not Pitui?
I don't think so. No, it's a Beferish Gemara, but she's Zinsa. If a Ketana is married, she's Mizana, so it's a Beferish Gemara that she's not Asur Abaylo. And the Rishami says not so. The Rambam Paschak the Rishami. Not only Pitektano Einesu vis-a-vis Einus versus Mafata. The Gemara says that she's Muteris Labaila too. The whole thing. Yeah. There is a din that a lot of people are Chaimisa. Books, how often they ever gave Einish Misa is very questionable. The Mishnah says a Makkah, a Bezna gives a death penalty once in 7 years, and one version once in 70 years is a Bezna Katlanis. It was very rare. It's practically impossible. How can you have Hasra Tuch de Dibur immediately prior to the Aver? The whole thing is so far-fetched. A guy's going to do an Aver, so he's going to waste time being the Kabbal Hasra. You have to have Hasra, then you have to be in the Kabbal the Hasra. And Rashi says when you give the Hasra, Rashi writes in Shavuos, you have to mention the Pasuk, chapter and verse. How many people know the chapter and verse? They're going to say what the Loshon HaPasuk says about that. Most people don't know that. So it's very far-fetched. Anybody's only going to get Einish Misa. But on the books, there is such a din. So on the books, we have 613 mitzvahs. So how many mitzvahs are there in giving Mrs. Bezen? So the Halachas Gedolos wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs before the Rambam. From the days of the Gaonim, they're not sure who wrote the Halachas Gedolos. Some say Rabbi Yehudoyin wrote it. And others say that that's not true. The Ramban always says Rabbi Shimon Kayora wrote it, who's someone who lived in the days of the Gaonim. Whatever. But it's when the Tkuvas are Gaonim, and Tesis always says, Kol Dvar Dibre Kabbalah, we try to follow what it says in the Halachas Gedolos, even if we don't agree, but we're usually choshish for the opinion. Because he was from the Gaonim, he was closer to the Amoraim. So the Halachas Gedolos writes, how many mitzvahs are there to give Mises Ben? So he says, there's one mitzvah says that to give Mechal Shabbos Misa. Another mitzvah says that to give Avid Avid Azorah Misa. Another mitzvah says that to give Megadif Es Hashem Misa. Another mitzvah says that to give Baal Eish Ezish Misa. Another mitzvah says that to give Baal Naira Hamarasa gets Misa. Every time there's Misa, Baal Achois, Achois Aviv, or whatever, that's only Malkus, I think. Every single time there's Misa, he counts it as a separate mitzvah. So the Rambam laughs at the Halachas Gedolos. He says, why didn't he do that by Malkus? The Rambam lists off Reish Zion, 207 Averis, for which you get Malkus. So if you're going to count, to give Malkus one who eats Chazit, to give Malkus one who eats Pigel, to give Malkus one who eats Tomei, to give Malkus to another who drinks wine. So you're going to have 207 mitzvah sesei before you even bat an eyelash. There were only Ramach mitzvah sesei. There were only 248 mitzvah sesei. So you just ate up 207 by giving Malkus to every person who said they're so the Halachas Gedolos didn't count it. It's 207 mitzvah. Count the one mitzvah to give Malkus to whoever's Chai Malkus. So what in the world, what did he have a bug in his head that he counted every single Chayiv Misa individually? He should have done by Misa the same as he did by Malkasa. What should you do by Misa? So the Rambam thinks he should have counted it as four mitzvahs. One, to give Skila, to give Sreifa, to give Chenek, to give Saif, to whoever is Mechayiv Skila. It's all one mitzvah. The Ramban thinks it's even more streamlined. He thinks, to give Mrs. Bezin to whoever is Mechayiv Mrs. Bezin. So the three opinions, the Halachas Gedolos counts every single Chayiv Misa as a separate mitzvah in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. The question is, Maishna from Malkus. By Malkus, he counts it all as one. So the Ramban does not agree with the Halachas Gedolos. The Ramban agrees with the Rambam and even goes further. He thinks he only counted as one mitzvah, Biyatarah Mikabecha, to give Mrs. Bezin to the people who deserve the Mrs. Bezin. But he says the Rambam shouldn't have left away the Halachas Gedolos. The Halachas Gedolos makes sense. So he explains in the Hasagas and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, by Malkus, there's one klal. Whoever did an aver which is similar to L'Sachs Mashar B'disha gets Malkus. Because the Gemara says in Chumash Dvorim, Darshan Smuchim. So these two psukim are one next to the other. The pasuk of L'Sachs Mashar B'disha appears immediately following the pasuk of V'hoyon bin HaKos HaRosha V'hipil HaShavu Kolofanik V'hivishos Sabim Mizpah. Right next to the parasha of Malkus. So that's how the Tanoim established who gets Malkus, one who violates an avera. That's similar to L'Sachs Mashar B'disha. So it's one klal, whoever does an avera. That's similar to L'Safsam Shabbadisha gets Malkus. The Motzi Shemi gets Malkus, that's not based on Dumi Dalab Dechasimi. That's a different person. That's V'Yisrael also. That's a different din. But whoever does an Avera, so that's one mitzvah. Masheni came by Misa, the Gemara says, Ein Anshim Min Adin, there is no rule. We don't have any klal. How can you make a Tzadashava? All the people are type skiva. There is no Tzadashava. So the Allah is the other things. You have to give Misa to Mechal Shabbos, you have to give Misa. You have to give skila to the Baal Nara HaMarasa, and one is Oibed Avod Hazara, and one is Megadif Hashem. Each Misa is a separate mitzvah sase.
The Stam Misa is Sayyid. We're running it out from. So that, isn't that similar, very similar to the case in Makos? That it's just a Stam Lav is an entire.
Whenever the Torah says you get Misa, it doesn't say what form, so that we pass the Stam Misa Maratar, Ein Alachanik. Right.
Why would he count those?
But because each one has nothing to do with the other one. There is no Tzad HaShavah. There is no common denominator on them. One has nothing to do with the other. So each one, there's a mitzvah that gives chenek over there, chenek over there, chenek over there. Each one is a separate chiyuv chenek. There's no common denominator to them. That's why we have a din. Ein anshim min adin. He can't make a kal v'chomer, he can't even make a mamatzina to say who gets misa. Malkus you do. There's one klal. Whoever violates an aver, that's similar to the sachsim shabbadisha, gets malkus. There's one klal. By misa, there is no klal. So that's what motivated the Bahag to count each Chiyuv Misa as a separate mitzvah sasei. So the Bahag has his Chiddush, and the Rambam and the Ramban, both the Ramban defends the Bahag, but he doesn't accept what he said. He thinks that the Rambam is right, but even further, he thinks that it's one mitzvah sasei to give Misa's Bezin, and the details are just details. But basically, it's one mitzvah sasei. Where does he get it? He got it from the Gemara in the first daf in the last parak in Shiloh HaKan. So the Gemara does quote that pasuk, V'yatarah mikebecha. The Gemara quotes that pasuk, V'yatarah mikebecha, that if someone is chayv misa, you should give him the oynish misa. So the Ramban says, that's what the Gemara said. There's one mitzvah to give misa to all the harugei best. The Megillah says, that comes to defend the Rambam. Why didn't he count it as one mitzvah? The Gemara quotes the pasuk, V'yatarah mikebecha. So he says, no, to give Misa, the Rambam is right. There are four different mitzvahs. One to give skila to all those that deserve skila. One to give saif to all those that deserve saif, etc. And the Gemara, V'yatarah mikebecha, is a different thing. The Gemara says you have to bring the person to Bezdin. You have to bring the person to Bezdin in order that Bezdin should be able to administer the Einish Misa to determine whether he's really chai Misa or not. That's based on the pasuk of V'yatarah mikebecha. But that you give the Einish Misa, that's the Rambam is right. There are four different mitzvahs. That's not a V'yatarah mikebecha. V'yatarah mikebecha, lo havio lebezin. That the people who saw what happened, who are aware of what happened, they should bring it to the mishpat. So that's a difficult, it's interesting pshat what the Megillah says. Megillah says there is a commentary on the side of the Sefer HaMitzvahs who adopted a policy to defend every Rambam. Whenever the Ramban has a kash against the Rambam, he always defends. Half the time is good, half the time doesn't make any sense. Like the Migdalois, always defends the Rambam from all the Hasagas of the right. So how can it always be right? He always says, the Rambam is always right. How can the Rambam always be right? All the Gemara's against the Rambam. No, the Rambam never makes any sense. The Rambam is always right. How can it be? That's what the Marshal wrote about the Migdal Ois. He made a baltashchis on the paper. He wasted the paper. He was known as a big tzaddik. The Ritva passed away, and his almana married the Migdal Ois. That's how the Migdal Ois died. His almana married the Ritva. That was a zivik sheni she married the Ritva. So someone asked, how did the two husbands compare to each other? So she say she was very learned, so she rephrased it. They both were named Yontif. The one who wrote the Migdal Ois, his name is Yontif, and the Ritva's name is Yontif. So she said Yontif. Sheni the Gabi Yontif Rishon, Kechol Shavio Rabban. The Gemara says that you're allowed to do Kfuras Hameis on Yontif Sheni Al Yidei Yisrael. Yontif Rishon, you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says Yontif Sheni the Gabi Meis, Kechol Shavio Rabban. So she said that Yontif Sheni the Gabi Yontif Rishon, Kechol. How does the Ritva compare to the Migdal Ois? Maybe the Migdal Ois was a bigger tzaddik. But in learning, people don't enjoy the Migdal Ois so much. Migdal Ois just always defends the Rambam. The Rambam is always right, and the Rabbi is always wrong. How can it be? So the same thing with Gilas Esther. He always defends the Rambam. The Rambam is always right, and sometimes he writes things that are just against the Gemara. It's just not true. It's not correct the way he paraphrases the Rambam. Anyway, so some want to say that maybe that's the Machlokes HaTanoim here, where they have to have Hasram before Etes for Skila, for Sreifa, for Herik, for Chenik, or is enough Hasra Stam. How can that be? They said, well, I say, that's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. Are they four mitzvahs? Are they one mitzvah? There's one mitzvah. So Hasra Stam should be good. Don't do it. We're going to give you the death penalty. And if you hold the four different mitzvahs, then you need Hasra Mefuretas for the particular form of misa. Not necessarily muchach in either direction. That's a suggestion. Yeah. So the Gemara quoted a brisa where this is a machlokes satanai. And the Braisa, what's the context of the Braisa? It's a Tosefta, it says on the left-hand margin. Ushakel chayvim misa shabbat Torah, aside from the Mesis. This Tosefta is talking about Mesis. So all the other chayvim misas, there's a din, the Hitzila Hoeda. By the Mesis, there is no mitzvah of the Hitzila Hoeda, because you have a pasuk, l'sachmal v'loisachasa olov, so that means you shouldn't do acts of the Hitzila Hoeda. So what is the significance of saying that L'Sachma L'Sachasa Olav? So we have the opening Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amanal, the opening Mishnah in the fourth Perek. Echadin Mams V'Echadin Nefashis B'Drisha V'Chakira. They share that in common. But there are 10 Asara Chiluk Mishabei Mams L'Nefash. Rashi HaChumash alludes to this. Asara Chiluk Mishabei Mams L'Nefash. So the first Chiluk is in the Fashion needs 23 Dayanim. Mamanus is enough with 3 Dayanim. And the other 9 Chilukim are procedural. Poschem is chus, amalamet chus, enuchos malamet choiva, machzirin is chus, echem en atamidim shomar. Procedural differences between the two. So the 9 differences in procedure are all based on behitzila hueda. So that's what the Gemara says. Behitzila hueda doesn't apply to amesis, because it says la sachma wa la sechasa olav. There are some ech thinks that it may be a machlekes amaroim, whether the Asar Chilukim should apply to a Mediach. Mesis means Mesis Liyochid. Mediach means Mediach as Harabim. How many people do you need to be called the Mediach as Harabim? You need a whole city? That's a question. Mediach Erin Idachas, they were Mediach, a whole city. Is it really necessary? And the slight differences between the two. Major differences. There are differences between a Mesis and a Mediach. So that's a question. So the Men Chaschinach picks up on that. He quotes from the Sefer, Mishnas Chachamim. Mishnas Chachamim is a commentary on the Rambam. It's out of style. People don't read it anymore. But he raises a lot of big issues. And Chaschinach always quotes from the Mishnah's Chachamim. Pischei Tshuva quotes every so often from the Mishnah's Chachamim. So the Mishnah's Chachamim raises this issue. How many people does the Mesis have to try to convince to worship Avodah Zarah that it should be called Mediach as Harabim? How many people is Rabim? 3 or 10? But nobody says a whole city. I would have said Mediach a whole city. So nobody says like me. So the Yerushalmeich claims that he has two lushanis in the Gemara, whether the 9 chilukim between mamas and nefashas that are based on the hitzilu edu do not apply to shara niskal, because by shara niskal there's no mitzvah the hitzilu edu. It's only the animal's life in danger. You're not being done on a human being. There's no din of the hitzilu edu. There's no mitzvah of hitzilu edu to bend over backwards. In the case of a Mesis, because of the Sachma, what about a Mediach? So there's some things that depends on the Machlokes Amaroim, what the Pasuk is. The other difference between Mamnas and Fashas is that you need 23, that applies even to Shah and Iskal. and even to Mesis, because that's not an inyan of the Hitzilu Eira. You learn that from Sukkim that you need a Sanhedrin of 23. Sure, and this goal is the reverse. Sure, and this goal we say, Kemisa Sabana Kap Misa Shor, Ma Misa Bana Mechav Gimel, Af Misa Sashor Mechav Gimel. To be done a Shor and this, we need a Bezna of 23, but none of the laws of Hatzola apply. I said it wrong. Nochamal. The Shohaniskal is the same as the Mesis. That you need a Bezna of 23, but you don't have all the mitzvahs of Hatzola. What's the opposite? So that's Malkus. The Gemara says the 9 differences between Mamas and Nefashas that are based on the Yitzilu Eda all carry over to Malkus. There is an Inyan of the Yitzilu Eda there. But do you need a Bezna of 23? So that in the opening Mishnah, that was Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim. We paskin Malkus Bishloisha. You don't need Chav Gimel for Malkus. Malkus Bishloisha. The Gemara says, my time with the Rabbi Shmuel. Why does Rabbi Shmuel think that Malkus needs 23? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel holds Asvar. Malkus, but Makamisa, I met us. The guy really deserves the death penalty because he did an Avera. Why should the death penalty only be for one is Machal Shabbos, Abed Abed Azora, Baal Eshazish? Does she have a death penalty? Whoever violates any Avera should be put to death. But the Torah gave us a break and said, no, Maspika, we give him Malkus. You don't have to put him to death. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel says, Malkus, Mamakamisa and Medes, so to be done Malkus, you need a Bezna of 23. So the Rama writes an interesting Loshen. We don't paskin like that. We paskin Malkus begimel. So the Rama adapts that line. He says, Apal Pisha Malkus, Mamakamisa and Medes, still it's sufficient with a Bezna of 3. So the Rama has adapted that Malkus is Mamakamisa. But this far Rabbi Shmuel, he accepts. But the Maskana, therefore, because Malkus, Mamakamisa and Medes, therefore, he needed a Bezna of 23, so that part he doesn't accept. So what's halacha lemaisa? What's based on that svar that Malkus Mamakamisa Amed is therefore what? Therefore you have all the 9 dinim of Hatzola. That's what he means. Could be. The Rambam writes, however, in Hilchot Sanhedrin, Malkus b'shloisha smuchim. So the Rambam writes, Malkim b'chol makam b'zman. Is there anywhere in the world where there's shloisha smuchim? The Rambam knows that there's no place in the world. But he says, theoretically, Malkim b'zman is b'chol makam sheisham shloisha smuchim. In other words, you don't need... In order to be done, dinin nefashas anywhere in the world, you have to have the whole judiciary system. You have to have that there should be a Bezna Gadol sitting in the Lishkas Hagozes. So the Gemara quotes from the Seder Olam, the Tana Rabbi Yosef Mechalafta wrote a history book that's called Seder Olam. The Gemara every so often quotes lines from the Seder Olam. So the Gemara quotes from the Seder Olam that 40 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, Golso Sanhedrin, the Mahil Chasa. So the Gemara says you can no longer be done dinin nefashas anywhere in the world. Because he can only be done in the Foshes and the Sanhedrin Tana or Sanhedrin Doila. And Sanhedrin Tana is part of the big judiciary system linked up with the Supreme Court of Sanhedrin Doila. So this man that the Bezna Gadol is no longer in the Lishkas Hagozes and Melamish HaMakom Gorem, that they don't have the status of Bezna Gadol, so then the Sanhedrin Tana doesn't function anymore. So if this man is there, he can't be done in the Foshes. That's one Gemara. The Gemara says, "Lamai Hilchasa." Rabbi Yosi wrote in the Seder Olam 40 years before Churban Abayis, Golsa Sanhedrin, self-imposed exile. So Lamai Hilchasa. The Gemara says, "Lameima that Shalodon and Dina Nefoshes." Then the Gemara has another comment over here later in Sanhedrin. That Bisman Sheyesh Koyin Oved Yesh Mishpat. Another pasuk. That Bisman that does not base on Migdon. The Kainim are not here. This is on Nun base on the base, about 8 lines from the top. There's no coin being makrav karbanis, then there's no din in the fashas. So there are 2 reasons why you can't have din in the fashas. There's no coin makrav karbanis, and there's no bezna gadol because malam shamokin gur. So you can't be done din in the fashas. What about malka? So the Rambam writes beferish, malka bezmanas em b'chamakim sheisham shloshes smuchim. You don't need. Since we paskin Malkus does need a Sanhedrin Tana, so it's not linked up with that whole system. So you don't need a Sanhedrin Gedolah. Any place where the 3 Dayanim, Smuchim, it can be done Malkus Bezmanazah. But the Rambam is assuming that even though Malkus Bezmanazah matters, it can be done Malkus Bezmanazah, even though there's no coin Oyved, there's no coin Makar Karbonis. So the Mishlam Melech points out that the Smag, Mishlam Melech has a little kuntris on the Sefer HaMitzvah, it's called Derech Mitzvah Secha, I think. So he lists off the chilukim between the Rambam and the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. What did he count? What did he delete? And so on. Then he has a few, that's one section. Then he has 4 sections in the Derech Mitzvah Sechel. Light comments on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So one of the comments he points out is that the Rambam writes that you can administer Malkus Bezman Hazeh if you have Shloshes Smuchim, that it doesn't have to be Bifnei Abayis. And he quotes that it's a smag from the Baal HaTosef, the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol by the Rav Moshe Mikutzi, writes not so. That since Malkus B'Mokam Misa Medes, same as the Rama, Malkus B'Mokam Misa Medes, so therefore just like it cannot be done during the Foshets B'Zman Hazeh, because it's not Kohen Oved, so it cannot be done during Malkus B'Zman Hazeh. So that's interesting. And then he points out, Mishlei Melech points out that this somehow, the Rabbanim in Tzfat in the 1500s ignored this totally. They wanted to confer Smicha, Rav Yosef Kara, and Alshech, and a few others in order to give Malkus to the Anusim in Svarad who worshipped Avodah Zarah in order not to be killed by the Christians. So they felt that they were Chayv Koris, and they wanted to patter themselves from Koris, so they quoted the Mishnah says in Makkos, Kol Chayv Krisu Shaloku Niftur Midei Krisusim. If a person violated Bo Alachos, Chal Shabbos, whatever, Avodah Zarah, Yechayv Koris. So they felt that if the Bezdin will give them Malkus, that then the punishment of Koris will not be meted out by the Bezdin Shalman. So that's what that was the immediate motivation, why they wanted to confer Smicha in order to give Malkus to those who had worshipped Avodah Zarah. The Rambam holds the whole thing a mistake. The Rambam had passed away already a long time before. But the Rambam writes Beferish, if a person is pressured to worship Avodah Zarah, Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, he's not allowed to. But if he goes and he worships Avodah Zarah, so he violated the essay of Yahavta Sasham Lakar Bukhal Napshach Afila Naital Estam Shechem. But he didn't violate the Lois essay of not worshipping Avodah Zarah. Because Anis Rachmana Patre, Pikuach Nefesh Patas. So the Kes Mishnah quotes that the Ramach also wrote Hasogas on the Ramam, just like we have Hasogas Arrived. So it's a separate sefer, Hasogas HaRamach. And the Kes Mishnah every so often quotes Hasogas HaRamach. So the Ramach was Masig on the Ramam. Ramach holds that there is an Einish Misa. There is an Einish Misa on Malkus, but if a person worshipped Avodah Zarah, Machmas Pachad Misa, so there would be an Einish. So what they did in the 1500s, they gave smicha to a few rabbanim, and the plan was they'll put together a bezna of three, and they'll give malchus to the people who worship Avodah Zarah in Spain, so there won't be a chayv koris. The whole thing never came to fruition. The smicha, they gave a couple of smichas, but they never gave, I don't think they ever gave anybody any malchus.
Mises, actually, he claims he's innocent, right? We're not the Mises. Means the person is accused of being a Mason.
Yeah.
This is the accusation. We don't know. We have to take it to Besdin.
Okay.
So we don't go through that. Is that?
I mean, if the claim is that he's a Mason, that's exactly what we're discussing. Is he a Mason or not? Yeah. And nonetheless, the Gemara says you don't have all the dinim of Hatzolah.
Might not have been one.
That is true. But if that's what the claim is, that's what the charge is, that he's a Mesis, then all the dinim of Hatzolah don't apply.
But Eim Tzomim play a role there too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They'll get their Einish, yeah. So that's what the Shlomel points out when they had the whole debate about the Machlokes, about the Smichim. No one brought up this comment from the Smag that you can't give any Malkus Bezman Hazeh, because there's no coin over in Malkus Tachas Misa Meres. So that's a pella, nobody brought it up. Okay. That's a question. The Gemara says, Makam Yamshin Shalom Ben Adin's on Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Choshe Mishpat, that's on Mem Vov Amid Aleph. That's a whole braisa right before the Mishnah, and that appears in Megillas Tainus. On the side it says, Shamati should bez makanenshin. On this side, what do they quote? No, Yvon Mithav Tzani. They don't give me any other, no. But it's a Megillas Tainus. So in Choshe Mishpat it says, you don't need smuchim. It says, the Zayin Tuvi Hirir. The seven members of the board can give Einish Misa to any member of the shul if they feel that it's necessary.
They could have solved the problem with that.
Could have solved which problem?
In Sfat, giving Smicha and making a Bezdin to the Anusim.
No, they were afraid that Bezdin Shamaylu will punish people with Koris. So the Mishnah says, Chabi Krisu Shaloku, Niftur Midei Krisu Smicha. They'll get Malkus.
The way the Torah says 39. And
yeah. That's what they understood. So it's a pella. What do you mean? Somebody gave them hasra. Someone gave them Asura that if you worship Avizah, we're going to give you a mount. Nobody gave any Asura. At the time that they were worshipping Christianity, there were no smuchim. The smuchim came up later. So how there was no hasruah. So what kind of a malchus was going to be ad hoc malchus? It was going to be makam and shleim and adin. And they assumed that that's enough to pata from the chorus. The whole thing is a pella, not to be understood. Anyway, so the Mishnah Melech said, this is also not to be understood. What do they think they can give malchus? And no one ever mentioned the smag, that there's no malchus bismanazah. So you're suggesting maybe they never meant the Torah's real Malkus. They meant the Torah's Makam Anshin Shleim and Adin. So then they didn't even need the Smicha. They wouldn't have needed the Smicha. Yeah. The Meiri says that Makam Anshin Shleim and Adin is all if you have a Bezna Vayin Aleph. But in Shulchan Aruch, that Meiri is not accepted. Shulchan Aruch HaShem Mishma says, you don't even need Rabbanim. Zayin Tuvi Huir can give the Misa if they think it's necessary.
Could it be that the Rambam sends Misa Malchus
the Makam Misa,
even though
we say
three,
you have
the
Vekamara
that Malchus
and Pater
from
Karis.
Is that
could be? How does he know that Malchus Makam Misa matters? Because Malchus Pater from Karis? Could be? I don't know.
If that applies inside to the higher, why can't we beat up people to give a force to get today?
You can, but in America it's against the law. In Eretz Yisrael, they do. They put people in the Rabbanut. Whenever they pass in Kfiya, so they can have the right to put the guy in prison. That'll encourage him better than beating him up.
Dina Malchusa trumps Machavodjum?
Dina Malchusa, yeah. People, if not for the Dina Malchusa, freedom of religion, the Jews wouldn't be able to observe their religion in America. So we are very appreciative to the Bill of Rights with the freedom of religion. That's what keeps on going here. That's what keeps us going. If not freedom of religion, we wouldn't be able to have a yeshiva. We wouldn't be able to keep any mitzvahs. The majority are Christians. They would force us all to worship Christianity. The Pashto says, if it's a takana le'tikan amdina, so the din in the machusa has to be observed even by the Jews. We said in Chayshu Mishpat, but it says, let's say, I crash into your car. You had a car that's already 45 years old. The car is not worth it. When you bought it, it cost you $30,000 45 years ago. That's like $1 million now. But now the car is an old car. So I crash into the car, so how much do I have to pay? So I didn't make a shemish, but I don't pay a replacement value. I pay kamhu shavalim kabashuk. Bosa mokam bosa zman. I crashed into your car in New York. So how much was such a car sell for before I crashed in? How much would it sell for now after I crashed in? So that's, I pay the differential. That's how much you pay. In secular law, you pay a different amount. They have a different way of calculating. So it says in Chosh Mishpah, we don't follow. Whenever the Taver and the Nitva, both Jewish, the Bezna is supposed to follow Dini HaTorah. We don't follow Dini Machusa. But there are cases where you do follow Dini Machusa. So what are some of the cases? So that's where Rav Henkin wrote a tshuva many years ago before Rav Moshe Feinstein came on the scene. I think it was the big place here in America, in New York. He used to run the Ezra Story, which is a tzedok organization to help Talmid HaChamim all over the world. So he wrote a tshuva. At that time, there were landlords who would only rent to Jewish tenants because they wouldn't observe the laws of rent control. So the landlords knew the halacha that whenever all the parties involved are Jewish, you don't follow Din and Machusa. So they said, we're going to rent to Jews. We don't have to follow Din and Machusa. Well, they had the Jewish people had factories and they hired workers and they didn't pay minimum wages. They say, Din and Machusa only applies when one of the parties is an un-Jew. If all the parties are Jewish, we don't follow Din and Machusa. That's Rav Henkel wrote it true. He said that's not true. Whenever the government makes a takana, a tikkun amdina, rent control and minimum wages and bankruptcy, these are takonas that they made that the kiyum ha'olam, for tikkun ha'olam, that the world should be able to function. So these takonas are binding even if all the people involved are Jewish. These takonas have to be made in every country, b'chol makom b'chol zman. The government has an obligation to make such takonas to keep the world going. So that would be binding. That din ha'machusa would be binding even if all the parties involved are Jewish. But din machusa wouldn't apply if I crashed into your car or I borrowed money and I didn't pay it back. So then you don't follow din machusa, then you follow din hatar. So sometimes you do follow din machusa, but on this, We don't follow Dina Machlus in the area of Issa V'Heta. But Dina Mamana, sometimes we do follow Dina Machlus. So this is really, anyone who lives in America knows that there's freedom of religion. So you're living in America, the understanding is that there's a separation of church and state. And the government is not going to let anybody force you to give a get to your wife. That's pretty basic over here. So I don't think it's... if a bezim would force a person, beat a person up till he gives a get in America, I think the get would be possible, because they have no right to force anybody. That's against the law. And we need that law. We all have to... We only live because of that law here. If there wouldn't be freedom of religion, if there wouldn't be a separation of church and state, the Jews wouldn't be able to function here. So we can't say, no, we follow that law, separation, church and state, that we don't have to worship Christianity, but we're going to pressure the husband to give again. The husband can say, I join a different religion. He doesn't want to be Jewish, bichlal. In Eretz Yisrael, the government gave over inyoni issues to the Rabbanut, so the Rabbanut has a right to be kai for the husband if he doesn't want to give again. Whenever, you can't always be kai for the husband. Sometimes it's the wife's fault that she's the nut. She's the meshugan, and she ruined the marriage. So then sometimes you will force the husband to give a get, sometimes not, depending on the case. But you don't always force the husband to give a get.
Right, historically, there was always Jews throughout the entire Gaulus lived in situations where they were the minority, and nonetheless, they were sometimes kofa to give a get. So how are they ever kofa to give a get if they...
I think the government's never had such a law of separation of church and state. But here in America, there is such a law. It's the freedom of religion, and everyone has a right to follow whatever religion he wants. So the husband says, I don't want to listen to the rabbis.
Why should that apply between... Why should that din and mechusa apply between two Jews?
Between two Jews, you see, if a kohen is married to a grusha and the din is supposed to be kohen for him to divorce his wife, that's an inyan of Issa V'Heta. That's Ben Adam Lamokim. So, and Ben Adam Lamokim, Issa V'Heta, you don't apply din in the Machusa. So there, in America, anytime there's a kohen is married to a grusha, we should really beat him up until he gives his wife a get, until he separates from him. We don't do that. How come we don't do that? How come we don't do kohen and ala mitzvahs? So the Chazanish writes in Chelek HaShemish, but you only do kfi ala mitzvah. Let's say that a lot of people don't daven, they don't like tefillin. Why don't we beat them up till they makanos hashem roitzan until they do it? He says, because unfortunately there's so many non-observant Jews, they'll think that we're kumeni, they'll think that we're crazy. So he says, if everybody's religious and there are one or two people not observing the religion, so then it makes sense to be kai for them. But if there's so many Jews who are not, the Orthodox are in the minority, now, both in Eretz Yisrael and America, the Orthodox and the minority, so it doesn't make sense to be koy for anybody on a mitzvah. But there, if not for the fact that we're in the minority, it would make sense to be koy. But in a normal case, the man is not married by Issa to the wife. He's just a miserable husband. He doesn't support her. He lives separately, and he doesn't give her a get. He doesn't support her, doesn't support the children. And he's not home to give chaya yishus. So that's your kaif on a get because of the Ben Adam Lachavera. So that's not a kfiya Ben Adam Lachavera. That's Ben Adam Lachavera. So Ben Adam Lachavera, that's Dini Mominus. And Dini Mominus, we say Dini Machus Adina. The government says you're not allowed to force anybody to do anything religious.
Why do we assume Tikkun Medina is only in the eyes of the Jews? Wouldn't that be the response that Tikkun Medina means whichever the Tikkun for the Medina for them?
And I think
and
so.
Everyone living together and without having a lot of hate between people, a lot of violence or whatever.
See, an ideal world, yeah. If 99% of the Jews will be Shomrei Mitzvahs and the Israeli government will be run by Jewish people, by religious people, so then we'll be Kaifa on all the Mitzvahs. Okay, then it'll make sense. But the way it is now, the Tikkun HaMedina all over is to let people have freedom of religion. Even in Eretz Yisrael, they have to have freedom of religion. They can't. What are they going to force on the minority? What's the majority going to force on the minority? The majority in Eretz Yisrael are not Shomrei Mitzvahs. So they'll force on the minority that there shouldn't be Shomrei Mitzvahs either. So we're happy that they don't. In Eretz Yisrael, we're happy that they don't force us to violate Shabbos there. The government is kind enough to allow the religious Jews to keep their religion. I think that's a gewaldige Tikkun HaMedina. I think if any bezna in America will be kai for the husband to give a get, they'll be shaloi kedin. So the Mishnah says the get will be possible. If the bezna is kai for shaloi kedin, it's possible. Because in America, you're not allowed to. Bezin is not allowed to force a husband. If they want to force a husband to give a get, they should force on the Ben Adam Lamakans, because there's no din in the Machus on Issa Veheta. So any Kohen who's married Be'isa to a Grusha, they should force him to give a get. We never heard of any Bezin forcing Kohanim to give a get. They only force when it's Ben Adam Lachavera. Ben Adam Lachavera, that's what din in the Machus does apply. And Didi Maminus. Maminus has been Adam Lachavera.
What about the Tzara Isha? It's not necessarily Maminus.
Satadisha, that's been Adam Lachavera.
That's not
Mamun. That's Mamaina. Mamaina means been Adam Lachavera. Isura means been Adam Lamakim. Mamaina means been Adam Lachavera. Same thing. Same thing. So Nachamal. So this is a Tosefta. Shaka Chavi Misu Shabbatara. Outside of Nase. It's any Misu Masmela. Be'edim Be'edim Be'hasro. What do you mean? You don't need Edim by a Mesis? You kill the Mesis without Edim. That's ridiculous. So Rashi and Tosis claim no. They explain no. The Mishnah says later, Machminim lo Eidim. The Chumash describes the Nesis. How does he do his work? And the Chumash says, Kisischa chicha beni mecha basesa leima. He's going to try to convince me to worship Baba Dazom when no one else is around. If other people are going to be around, he's afraid he won't be successful. So how can I ever bring him to get the death penalty? If I'll have to aid him, he's not going to say. He's not going to try to convince all three of us to worship Baba Zohar. He thinks it can pick my brain. He thinks I'm missing a couple of marbles. He thinks he has control over me. He'll be able to convince me to worship Baba Zohar. If I'm going to have two kosher aid him, and he'll see them, so he won't want to convince me to worship Baba Zohar. So the Mishnah says, Machminim lo aid him. We hide aid him behind the wall, behind the bushes. And I say again to him, what did you tell me the other day? I said, what should I do? I should worship Baba Dazara. Then the guy does it again. So strictly speaking, that shouldn't be valid for Eidus. Because when you have Hasro, the Eidim, let's say the person is a murderer. So the Eidim warned him, don't murder, we're going to give you the death penalty. So he knows there are two Eidim. They can take him to court and they're going to give him the death penalty. But if the two Edom are hiding behind a bush, behind the wall, and he doesn't even know that anybody's listening, he doesn't think he's going to get the death penalty. So what value is the Hasra? There is no real Hasra over there. So that's what Tosfos says. The Hasra, you need Edom by Mesis also, but the Edom are hiding. So it's not as good as a normal case. You need a Hasra by Mesis also, Tosfos says. You always need Hasra in the Nefashim. But it's not going to be the same level of hasrad as you need by all the other harugi bezin, by all the other chavimis bezin, because you give a hasrad and he knows that they're edim and they can really bring him to court to give him the death penalty. Here he thinks he's going to get away with it. He doesn't even realize that anybody's listening when he tries to sell him a bill of goods a second time that he should go worship Rabbi Dazar. So Taisa says you need edim, and you need edo means a bezin 23, and you need hasrad here. But because you have a pasuk v'hitziloha edo, and that pasuk doesn't apply to meses because of lasachma lasachas olav, so we use a lashon, the meses does need edo. I mean, he does need edo matzelas. He need edo of 23, but you don't need v'hitziloha edo. And the meile, you don't need the same level of hasra that you need normally. So he says, of course you need hasra, but you don't need a normal hasra. You should know that they're edim. And you don't need edim begolui, the edim who are hiding is also good. Everything is on the lower level. Rashi seems to disagree with Tosfos. It sounds like it's machlek is Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi sounds like he says that Mesis doesn't need Hasra. Why should that be so, that Mesis doesn't need Hasra? So he made a suggestion to explain Rashi. There's a Gemara later, Arbot Tzrichim Hachroza. There are four people where the Chumash says, V'anisharim Yishma V'yiro V'lo Yizidnoi. So what is that all about? So the Gemara says later, Arbot Tzrichim Hachroza. Four people, the Bezin has to announce. Where is this Abot Sirich Machroza? Here it is. Tanu Rabbanan, Peites Amidal. Abot Sirich Machroza, Bezin has to announce in advance. They wait till Regal, when everybody's oil Regal comes to Yerushalayim, and then they let everybody know, Amesis, Ben Soramora, Zakamamri, and Edim Zamimim. Because it says by all four, V'chol Yisrael Yishmiro, Hanisharim Yishmiro. So you have to publicize it as much as possible. Today we have newspapers, today we have radio, so you can advertise it on the radio newspaper. In the days of the Baisheni, how would they advertise it? So they would wait till everybody came to Yerushalayim. Everybody would be Oyla Regal, and then they would announce in advance, and everybody would hear. Maybe Lossi Lovey won't need like that. So what's unique about these? Why these the psukim say like that? So it could well be that Rashi understood that these four are different from all the other harugei bezin. But all the other harugei bezin, it's an einish lisha avar. I'm punishing the person because of what he did, the avera that he did. Masha'ini came, these four need achrazah because the purpose of the mises bezin is to serve as a deterrent. And Hashem Yishmeh v'lo yizidna, that the other people shouldn't do it. So you understand that by Zochem Amrei and by Yedim Zamim. Yedim Zamim was an attempted murder. He did, avera that he did was attempted murder. And nonetheless, we give him the death penalty. So he really didn't deserve Misa, but it should serve as a deterrent. Kol Yisrael Yishmeh v'yirah v'lo yizidna. The Zochem Amrei. Zochem Amrei is a Talmid Chacham. He passed against Beis Lam. They're all Rabbanim. They're all Rabbanim. Big Talmid Chacham. Why does he deserve an Einish Misa? The Gemara says, Shalot Yasa Torah Kishtei Torah. He shouldn't make a rift. He shouldn't lower the level of the authority of the Beis Lam. But really, it's only Mishum Kvodu Shal Beis Lam. So maybe that's also, it only serves as a deterrent. So it could well be that Rashi understood that all four don't need Hasra, not just the Mesis. Could be. The Gemara says that Edim Zamim don't need Hasra. That's the Gemara Ksuvis. And there's a Gemara that the Betzora More is a question, Rashi and the Rambam, whether he really needs Hasra. So Rashi says, again, Rashi the Shita says Betzora More does need Hasra. The Rambam says, no, Ben Sarma needs Asura like any other Aver needs Asura. The first time the Ben Sarma steals from the parents, he gets Malka. The second time he gets a death penalty. So it says in the Mishnah about giving Hasra, so Rashi says it's not regular Hasra. He does need Asura. So it could be that Rashi holds that all four don't need Asura. Could be that that's what they haven't got. What about Malkus? Malkus is to serve as a deterrent, or Malkus is an Einish Lisha Ovar? Which is Malkus? So that's Rabbi Yosef Engel has an encyclopedia, Beis HaOitzer. He only printed during his lifetime Aleph in the beginning of the letter Beis, and the rest was destroyed during the Second World War. He died a long time ago. He died, I think, the time of the First World War. But his ksavim were there for many years, and then everything was destroyed. His relatives came after the war, and everything was destroyed. So he has in the Beis HaOitzer, in what he did print, he quotes that the Maral Prague talks about this, whether Malkus is to serve as a deterrent lehabo, or it's an einish lisha ovar. So the Maral Prague says, what's the din of a shivcha harufa? Shivcha harufa is a chetzi shivcha v'chetzi baschorin who is married to an eved ivri, so she doesn't have a full ishus. Lo yimsuki lo chupash. You don't give her the death penalty. She was mezana. She's an eshes ishus mezana. So normally an eshes ishus insa gets an einish misa, but because she doesn't have a full ishus, lo yimsuki lo chupash, because she wasn't yet nishtachrera. So since she's a chetzer shivcha v'chetzer, her chetzer shivcha is en kedushin tovsin, so she only has an incomplete ishus. So it's an incomplete avera. So it says she gets malchus. And the one is bal shivcha harufa, beim shagig beim meza, has to bring asham shivcha haruf. So how do you know that she gets malchus? Because the pasuk says bikaris tia lo yimsuki lo chupash. What is, how do you translate bikaris tia? So the Gemara interprets bikaris tia bikroi tehe. We should read the right act. We should read the psukim when the shliach bezin gives malchus to whoever ate chaza, whoever did malach anyantiv, whoever is chay malchus. So while the shliach bezin is giving the malchus, one of the members of the Bezin quotes Psukim and Chumash, you shouldn't do Averis because you're going to be punished if you do the Averis. So the Maral Prague understands, so why do you call that Bikroi Tehe? That's how you describe Malkus. We should read the right act. We should read the Psukim Torah. So the Maral Prague says in his commentary on Chumash, on Rashi, on the Gurari, on the Torah, so he says it would appear from that drasha of the Gemara that that's the essence of the Malkus, really to serve as a deterrent. Mises Bezin, you can't say what to serve as a deterrent. The guy's going to be dead. I mean, maybe it's to serve as a deterrent for other people. Other people shouldn't do. So that maybe is what Abot Tzich Machroza. These four are to serve as a deterrent for other people. And all the other Mises Bezin are an Einish L'Shoavar. And Malkus, that's a question. So Maral Prague thinks that Malkus is not an Einish L'Shoavar. It's to serve as a deterrent for this person. He shouldn't repeat the Aver.
Say Malkus
Mokamisa, so
you can't say that it works as a deterrent.
Right. Pashim Shad Malkus Mokamisa means that it's an Einish Lishover. Right. Pashim Shad is that it is an Einish Lishover. Yeah. That is correct.
Can we arrive from Malachim later on in Dafyu where it says Kli Mochis like Abdi Chai Mochis, that a Dafka has to be his alive afterwards?
He has to be alive, yeah. The Gemara says Malchus, the guy has to Niklachich Leinech, has to survive. You're not allowed to give Malchus if you think he's going to die from the Malchus. So maybe that means because it's supposed to serve as a deterrent by him. He should know never to repeat the Aveira again. Yeah, but Malchus Malkamisa met is those who, the Rambam says, Afal Pisha Malchus Bishloisha. Afal Pisha Malchus Malkamisa met is Malchus Bishloisha. So if it's Malchus Malkamisa, means that it's an Einish Lishava, not to serve as a deterrent to him. Not like that. Rambam is not like the Marami Prague. Okay? Marami Prague has the right to disagree with the Rambam.
And so is doesn't it?
Yeah, the first time it says V'Yisrael, so.
That's the parent. It doesn't mean that.
V'Yisrael also, it says V'lo Yishma Aleihem. V'lo Yishma Aleihem Yisrael also. V'Yisrael also. Yisrael also means that he gets Malchus. That he gets Malchus. But he says V'lo Yishma Aleihem, that they gave him Musar and he didn't listen. So Rashi says that when the Mishnah says they give Hasra to the Ben Saramara, it doesn't mean Hasra. The Saramara doesn't need Hasra. He says the parents have to warn him, otherwise he can't say V'lo Yishma. You can't say Nenu Shamei Bekoleinu if they'd never want him. But Rashi learns that the Ben Sarma does need Asra. Same as over here. He says that the Mesis does need Asra. And the Gemara says the Eden Zayim don't need Asra.
So they said that you hide the Eden and there's Asra.
The Nisas, the one he's trying to convince me to worship Avodah Zarah, so I say to him, does that make sense? We should worship Avodah Zarah. But God told us not. He doesn't want us to worship Avodah Zarah. I never said he's going to get the death penalty. I said, but God told us. So he said, what God? When God? This is the real God. So that's called, under the circumstances, for a Mesis, that's called, Tosfos learned, that's called Hasra. Why such a weak Hasra? Because the Pasuk, V'Hitzilehu Eida, doesn't apply because it says, L'Sachma V'Lesachas Olav, and the V'Hitzilehu Eida means that you established Alochas, you dash in the Psukim always, leaning over backwards, bending over backwards to try to be Mekel. So we say you need a Hasra. What do you need a Hasra for? The guy does know in Allah Bim Chal Shabbos, he was brought up in Williamsburg. He knows that it's Shabbos. What do you need Hasra? We say maybe he forgot. What do you mean he forgot? Everybody's walking around in their shtreimel. Everybody knows that it's Shabbos. And you have to have an Asra Turk of the Avera. Why? Maybe he forgot. So that's because we say V'Hitzilehu Eida in darshaning the Psukim. We say V'Hitzilehu Eida in the procedure of the Bezdin, that the Paschim is Chus, and the Malamit Chus, and the Chus, Malamit Chayva, and the Machzirin is Chus, and so on, all the nine differences. You also say V'Hitzilehu Eida in establishing the Dinim, that you bend over backwards. So by Mesis, you don't say V'Hitzilehu Eida not in the procedure of the Bezdin, and not in the darshaning of the Psukim. So you don't need such an explicit hasroa. We're not allowed to do that there because God said you're going to give the Einish Misa. You don't say that. You just say, Ech naniya chavino sheba shamay v'nelech menabet eitzim avarim. So Tosfos says, for a Mesis, that's considered a hasroa. I never mentioned that it's going to be the death penalty. I just said, how can you do that? But that's against our religion. We're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos says, for Mesis, that's sufficient. That's enough hasroa. And for other people, it's not enough. Yeah, we spoke about when we learned the Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. So Tosfos quoted the Gemara from later Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph that you go Basarayv in Din Nefashis. Why don't you go Basarayv? So the Gemara there says you go Basarayv in establishing the dinim and darshaning the psukim. And Kol HaTerakula, the Ramban has in the Milchamis, the beginning of Brochas, the Ramban writes like that. Whenever you establish halacha, whenever you darshan the psukim, so you always establish the dinah based on what the roiv is. What's the normal? What's the common way to do? The Ramban says there, except for zman kriyashma, because since it says b'shach b'cha or b'kumecha in the singular, so the zman shchiva depends on the miyud b'nei adam. When miyud b'nei adam are going to sleep and when miyud b'nei adam are waking up. But in kol ha'tarkula, outside of this instance where it says b'shach b'kumecha, you establish a din based on the roiv. So that's one of the examples that the Gemara says on Samach Tes Amud Aleph, that you follow roiv by din and nefashis. So the Gemara, in the days of the Gemara, they thought Shulchan Aruch says they quote the Ritva. He doesn't know what this means at all. The doctors today say they don't know what it means. So the Gemara says there are two types of pregnancies by human beings. There's a 7-month pregnancy and a 9-month pregnancy. We only know of a 9-month pregnancy. And if a baby's born in the 8th month, so the Gemara says you have to figure out, is it a post-mature 7-month pregnancy or is it a premature 9-month pregnancy? But premature baby is an Eifel, so he's not considered Kechai. And if it's a post-mature 7-month pregnancy, so he's post-mature, he's over. So the Gemara says you can tell whether he has the fingernails are fully developed, whether the hair is growing or not. A post-mature baby will have already, the hair will be a head full of hair, and the nails will already be fully grown. So the Gemara says the rive of the women have a 9-month pregnancy, and miyot of the women have a 7-month pregnancy. Why nafkemina? So the Gemara says, because a ben sor amor can only be the first 3 months after bar mitzvah. The kid is a katan, he's a la baranchin, so you don't punish him. And it says, ki yish ben sor er amore. So the Gemara says, let's say the father is 102 years old, and he has a son who's 75 years old. So the son stole from the father, who's 102. The father's holding by the end anyway, so the son is stealing money from the father because he's going to get the Yerusha anyway. He's the only son going to get the Yerusha. So he steals money, and he eats steaks, and he drinks wine with a bunch of gangsters. So the 75-year-old, 85-year-old man going to have a dinner in Mansara Mora. Mora says, no. The person says, Bain, Sarera Mera, Bain Veloyav. He can't be a father. This 85-year-old man is already a grandfather, great-grandfather, several times over. Then the Gemara says, not only Bein Veloy Av, if he has children, if theoretically he could have had children, also there's no Dina Ben Sorer Mare. So the Gemara says, when could he theoretically have children? On the day of his Bar Mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu is born on Zayin Adar. So before his Bar Mitzvah, Kotnei Namolid. He can't make a woman pregnant that she should have a baby. After his Bar Mitzvah, he's a Godel Yisroel Lahoilid. So theoretically, he could have got married the day of his Bar Mitzvah, and his wife could have become pregnant the same day, and she could have a baby 9 months later. So there's no Dina Ben Sora More 9 months after the Bar Mitzvah. Then the Mishnah says, we bend over backwards again. Not only Ben Veloy Av, Ben Veloy Haroy Lekrosa Av, Ben Veloy Haroy Lekrosa Av, if his wife would have been pregnant with a 9-month pregnancy, say after 3 months, it would have been Hukar Rubra. So that would also be Ben Veloy Haroy Lekrosa Av. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Ben Sora More is only 3 months of his whole lifetime. He can only become a Mansarma in the first 3 months after Bar Mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, why don't you say, V'hitzilu ho'eda? Why don't you bend over backwards, say, you can't become a Ben Saramara after 2 months and ten days? Why? Because maybe he would have married a girl who would have had a 7-month pregnancy, and then it'll be hukar rubra lishlish yameh, 1/3 into the pregnancy, it'll be hukar havla. Say if it would have been a 9-month pregnancy, it would have been hukar rubra 3 months. Then maybe he would have married a girl and would have been a 7-month pregnancy. So then it would have been after 2 months and 10 days, would have been ready a shlish yameh. So why don't you say that the ben sarma is only the first 2 months and 10 days after bar mitzvah? So it's a raya that you go basarayv and darshaning psukim and establishing dinim, even by dinim nefashis, even though it says v'hitzilu ho'eda, but the klal that the Ramban wrote the beginning of brachas and the Muhammad's, you always establish dinim and darshan psukim based on whatever is derived, the norm, so that even applies to dinim nefashis, even though it means you're going to be machmer, that he has a dinim and saramara till 3 months are up, not only to 2 months and 10 days, till the 3 months are up. So the Rambam wrote, we discussed the Rambam wrote, you don't go Basar Rav to administer Dina Nefashis. And the Rav, it says it's against the Gemara. It is against the Gemara. The Gemara says you go Basar Rav and Dina Nefashis. So that's what the Tzoftan Spaneach points out on that, the Rogachov points out on that Rambam. So Leitchi said this in the name of his father. So the Gemara, he said, the Gemara says you go Basar Rav to be kaveh what the halachas are. In the Midah Shatar and the Dreshes Behem, that Midah takes precedence over the midah of hitzilu ho'eda, that yidashim psukim based on the roiv, that's more important. That has adifus over the midah of hitzilu ho'eda to bend over backwards all the time. Yeah. So here by the mesis, you don't bend over backwards the darshan of the psukim. So you don't need such a big. Tosfos says you need hasra. Rashi says you don't even need hasra at all. Why do you need Asra? That it should be mazid, very much mazid. The guy looks like he's mazid. He knows he's not missing any marbles. It is mazid. You don't have to have a hasra. Tosfos says, no, you need a hasra, but it can be a toned down hasra. you need Eidim, but Achuri Ageder is also good. Machminim LeEidim is also good. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Yosef, on the bottom of Chesam and Beishlo, Nitna Hasrael Hapchem and Shogig LeMezid. So that's the reason why Chover ain't a Tzorach Hasra. We Paskin Chover is Tzorach Hasra. So the Rambam, same as the Rambam wrote by Malkus, that Malkus, even though Malkus b'makom misa medes, but you don't need 23. So the Rambam writes over here. So therefore, a chaver also needs hasra. The Gemara said that's the rationale for the Tanu who says chaver ain't a tzarach hasra. So how can the Rambam write chaver needs hasra? Because it means it's a formality. The Halacha says if you didn't give hasra, if you didn't have the formality of giving hasra, it's considered as if it's shagig, even though he is a chaver. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says it depends on metzias. If it's obvious that the guy knows what the aver is, so then he is mazed. And we paskin know that you have to have hasra even by a chaver. Yeah, we mentioned on the top of Tesam and Aleph, Rashi and Tesis both point out. The Gemara is talking over here. The Asra Bola Malkus, the Eishes Ish was Zinsa during marriage, but the witnesses didn't give her Hasra, don't be Mizana, you're going to get the death penalty. They warned her, don't be Mizana, you're going to get a punishment of Malkus. So we paskin la Alocha that there's no Malkus on that. That's called a Lapsha Nitan, the Ashoras Misas Bezin. A Lapsha Nitan, since Loisinov normally gets Einish Miso, let's say Avodah Zarah, Chilul Shabbos normally gets Miso. So even if the Eidim didn't warn him, don't do it, you're going to get me. So they warn him, don't do it, you're going to give you Malkus. With Paskan, there is no Malkus. So this whole Gemara is going Shaloi Ka'alocha. That's Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, the beginning of the third Perek in Makkas, Perek Elein Aloikin. And we pass like Rabbi Kiva, that the Lapshanit and Lasaras Misad Bezin is Ein Loikim Aloch. What is that all about? So the Pashtas, you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. So the Rambam says that we divide all the lavim in the Torah between kalas and chamuras. Some are chamuras that have creases and mises bezin, and then kalas are the lesser averas. So the Chumash writes v'hoyam bina kos harosh, and Malkus is written smuchim. The Chumash drawn midarshan smuchim. You have two dinim written in the same pasuk. That's a hekesh. You have two dinim written in Jason psukim. That's smuchim. So midarshan smuchim. So whoever does an aver that's similar to l'sachsim shabedisha gets malchus. L'sachsim shabedisha is a plain laugh in the kalas and not from the chamuras. So you only get malchus if the aver is doing it the lav d'chassima. If it's a lav sheish ba miso, that's chamuras. So that doesn't warrant any malchus. As be dafke dumi the lav d'chassima. The Rambam writes there a difference between kalas and chamuras in Hilchas Tshuva. The Rambam writes that a person never gets kapara unless he does tshuva. When Bezin gives malchus, the person gets kapara if he does tshuva. When they administer mises Bezin, he gets kapara only if he does tshuva. It's a mishnah later. Yom Kippur is only mechaper if the person does tshuva. When a person brings a chatas and an osham to the Beis Hamikdash, Rambam says he has to say vidui. If he doesn't say vidui, he doesn't do tshuva, he doesn't get a kapara. So the Rambam writes, there's one exception to the rule. This is a Yerushalmi. We don't have it in the Bavli. The Rambam says, the Sor HaMishtalech on Yom Kippur is Mechaper even if Lo Yasa Tshuva on Kalois. On Chamur is not. On Kalois it's Mechaper even Balu Tshuva. So the Rambam is saying, Halacha L'maaseh, there's a difference. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs disagrees with the halachas gedolus. Halachas gedolus counts loisinov three times, not to be bal nara hamarasa, not to be bal naneshesish nesua, not to be bal baskoin, because the onish is different. A nara hamarasa the onish is skila, and naneshesish nesua the onish is chenek, and by baskoin shezinsa the onish is sreifa. So since the three different onshim, so the bahal halachas gedolus counts as three different love. So the Rambam makes fun of him. He says, just because a different punishment doesn't mean it's a different love. It's the same love. It's once loisinov, eshesish shezinza is one love. Just because different onshim, it's no reason it should be counted differently. So the Ramban asks on the Rambam, there are two mitzvahs, there are two psukim nechumish that the Rambam counted twice. One is lo yosef pen yosef, not to be choyvel b'chavera. So the Rambam counted twice. He counts makka ovi v'imoi. gets Misa, Makan Chavera gets Malkus. So the Ram counts it twice, because here there's Misa and here there's Malkus. And then by Mekalel, Odom Yisrael, says, Lo Sekal Cheresh, you're not even allowed to curse a deaf person who doesn't hear you and it doesn't take it to heart. So that pasuk concludes, Lo Sekal Cheresh includes cursing Kol Odom Yisrael, which where the Einish is Misa, Kal Chaver B'Shem, the Einish, where the Einish is Malkus, Mekal Chaver B'Shem is Loike, and it includes also Mekalel Ovimo, where the Einish is Misa's Bezin. So the Rambam counts it as two loving. Mekalel Ovimo, Mekal Chaver B'Shem is one pasuk, and it counts it twice. And Maka Ovimo and Maka Chavero is one pasuk, and the Rambam counts it twice. So the Ramban in the Hasogas on the Sefer HaMitzvah, yes, the Rambam contradicted himself. Ramam disagreed with the halachas gedolos that you shouldn't count loisin if more than once. You know, the three different punishments by nara marasa tzgila, by nesua tzchenek, and by paskansha zimsa sreifa. You only count it once. How can we count it over here twice? Then the Mishnah Melech said there are another two psukim that the Ramam also counted twice. One pasuk is elokim loisikalel in mishpatim, and there are two levels of interpretation. It goes on Megadef es Hashem, Elokim Loshen Kodesh, and also goes on Mekalel Dayan in Yisrael, if he curses a Dayan, that's Loshen Chol. So there there's Misa and there there's Malkus. Mekalel es Hashem, Megadef is Misa, Mekalel Dayan is Loike. So the Rambam counts it twice, because here there's Misa, here there's Malkus. Isn't that in contradiction to the Rambam's Klal? He says he disagreed with the Baal just because of different Onshim. There's no reason you should count one Pasuk twice. Then the fourth pasuk, the other pasuk that the Mishnah Melech points out, in Derech Mitzvasecho, in his Ha'oris on the Sefer and the Minyan Mitzvahs, is the pasuk again in Parshas Mishpatim, Shmos Yilem Lachem Lois Haskir La Yisham Al Picha. So you're not allowed to mention Shem Avod Azor. So what's learned out from that pasuk? So the Rambam says, Amesis, one that coaxes someone else to worship Avod Azor, that's the lav, Lo Yisham Al Picha, that's the lav. And he gets Misa. The Mesis and the Medich get Misa's Bezin. And included in the pasuk is also Nishba B'Shem Avod Zor, who gets Malkus. So the Rama counts the one pasuk twice, because sometimes Misa, sometimes Malkus. So there are four pasukim that the Rama counts twice, and this is in contradiction to the Rama's own klal, that you don't count Loisin of three times, just because there's a chiluk in the Yonsh. So that's the Ramban's kasha with the Mishnah Melech's kasha. Ramban asks from the two pasukim, Kal Avim and Mako Avim, the same pasuk is Makal Chavera and Makal Chavera. And Mishnah Melech added the other two kashas. So on the side of the Rambam, the Megillas Esther commentary quotes from the Rashbates and the Zohar HaRakiyah. Zohar HaRakiyah says a tiny little Sefer HaMinyan HaMitzvos. So he has the Oris on the Sefer HaMitzvah. The Rambam, he gives his own opinion about what should be included. The Rashbates, I think, lived in Algeria. No? I think he lived in Algeria. He was the left of the run, I think. So he answers the kasha and the Rama. He says, when did the Rama attack the halachas gedolos and say just because you have chiluki onshim, there's no reason you should count it as two mitzvahs? That's by loisinov, because all of the onshim get misas bezin. The nair hamarasa gets skila, and the baskon shizinta gets sreifa, and the nesua gets chenek. So they're all misa. So all three are the same, all chamuris. So you only count it as one lav. But if you have a one lav, you have one pasuk in the Chumash that sometimes gets Misa, sometimes gets Malkus. How is that possible? Misa means that it belongs to the category of Chamurit. Malkus means that it belongs to the category of Kalois. There are no Malkus on the Lav Shenitan Lasaras Mizbezin, because not Dumi the Lav the Hasima. Lasachsen Shobedisha is an Isa Kal, and Misa means that it's an Isa Chomer. So how can the Rambam was faced with a problem? How can you have four psukim in the Chumash with their two levels of interpretation? And one level of interpretation, I label it as chamuris because there's misa. The other level, it's labeled as kalus that you get malkus. So the Rambam understood the hechreyach that these four psukim, there was a tradition that you count them as two different mitzvahs. So one of the two mitzvahs belongs to the chamuris, and one belongs to the kalus. Whenever you have sometimes misa, sometimes malkus, the Rambam holds you have to count it twice. Whenever it's always misa, but this Misa, that Misa, the other Misa, so then it's one lav. Or you have sometimes there is Malkus, sometimes there's not Malkus. Okay, you have a lot of times like that.
Just though, even though we said earlier that the Rambam wants to be sure should test that each Misa is based on individually as its own mitzvah.
Well, the Halachas Gedolos holds that each Misa's Bezna is its own. The Rambam holds that Skila is one, it's Reifa is one.
So
yeah.
The Rambam holds that, Apal Pichin, we're still going to see here, but the Rambam, that each is called all.
Yeah.
Is that
stira? No, I don't think so. He holds that loisinaf is from the chamuras, that it has a misa. Sometimes this misa, sometimes that misa. But the lav is a lav chomer. But if you have a lav that sometimes gets misa, sometimes gets malka, so which is it? Is it from the chamuras? Is it from the kalas? Is the sori hamashtalech machapa b'li tshuva on this aveira or not? Does it belong to the chamuras? Does it belong to the lav? The answer is the pasuk is one pasuk. But it's two lavim. I count it twice. One lav is chamuras and one lav is kalos.
Even the nisos itself, we find chilukim, but there are chamuras and kalos.
Right, right. But the, all the lavim that have misa are called chamur. That's a lav chamur. Yeah.
Okay. But when we get to when we see from a chamur, that's left to be different. You can't just be about chamuras or kalos and chamur.
What about mechamur? That what?
We also said that the lav shnitam aspect misa spacing.
Ah, right? Yeah, but the lav has the lav can sometimes get misa. Mechamer never gets misa, but the lav is called chamura, so that's why you don't even get malchus for the. I mean, they never had a tradition that mechamer gets malchus. On the others, they had a tradition. That's what the Rashi said. They had a masora that lav sometimes gets misa, sometimes gets malchus. So they had a masora. That's what the masora means. That it counts as two lavim. But mechamer, they never had a masora one way or the other, whether there is malchus. So one opinion was that there is malchus, and we pasken not, because the lav is called chamuras. The lav is a lav shenit malasoras mizbez. True on the aveira of mechamer, you're never going to get misa, but mechamer is based on that same lav. So that lav chamuras, the lav that's a lav chamer, doesn't get malchus.
Why wouldn't we pasken here like that it is nitan misa malchus because the Rashi is the one who gives this answer here?
No, he's saying within the Yeshitas, he's suggesting maybe Rav Meir and the Chacham and the Mishnah both agree with that Tana Rabbi Shmuel, but doesn't necessarily mean we pass like that. We pass like Rabbi Akiva. The Lab Shanit, Lansaras, and Mrs. Bezdin, Zain Loikim Olof. That's the Gemara Makkas. Ain Loikim Olof, yeah. Itzuma shel yom bizman hazeh, the Itzuma shel yom is mechaper. Bizman amigdush, the korbanos for mechaper. So the Rambam says, he said, Yitzuma shel yom is not mechaper unless you do tshuva. But he said, the sori hamashtaleach on kalos is mechaper even b'li tshuva. On chamur is not. Yitzuma shel yom, he says, is today, Yitzuma shel yom is mechaper only with tshuva. Even on the kalos, only mechaper with tshuva. Yeah. He has such a passage in the Yerushalmi. In the Bavli, it doesn't exist. He has such a passage in the Yerushalmi. Then we had the Machlokes HaTanaim, whether you apply the rule of Korav Apostol to Dini Mominus. Why should you distinguish between Mominus and Nefoshes? So there are two Pshotim Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, again, because V'Hitzilu Ha'edah. It's not so mistaber to come up with a din of Korav Apostol. Why should there be such a din? So Rashi says, yeah, but the din of Nefoshes, you always bend over backwards, L'Hakel. So if you say Korav Apostol, so you dismiss the case. So the guy will be off the hook and we won't give him the Yoinish. But in Dinim Amnes, he can't say that he'd see the way. Whatever's Toiba for one is an Yoinish for the other one. I'm going to favor this one. I'm going to say Karva Pasul throughout the Adam. So the other guy's going to lose. And the first is only one person is the Nidon. Then you say that he'd see the way. So that's where Rashi says that the whole Drosha, this time the whole Drosha is to apply Karva Pasul. We would never have dreamt in a million years to say Karva Pasul. But you say Vitzilu Eidah, so you bend over backwards. But in Mominus, you wouldn't bend over backwards. Dyson says, no, a simple pshat. You have to say Vitzilu Eidah. What's the whole drosha? Makish Shnayim L'Shlosha. Mash Shnayim Ninsech Me'an Kar Apostol. Eid Echad is worthless by Nefoshes. So even if you have three, so if you have two Eidim and one of them is Nimtzeh Kar Apostol, so you're left with an Eid Echad. Eid Echad accomplishes nothing. Indeed, in the Vashas, so if you have three Eidim and one of them is Karva Pasul, even though you have two Kosher Eidim left, they can accomplish nothing. But in Mominus, the whole Drasha doesn't begin to get off the ground. You can't say if you would have had two Eidim and one of them an Imtzeh Karva Pasul, you'd be left with nothing. Eidechad is Machayev Shvuah in Mominus. Eidechad does have that Mominus to a certain extent. So the Drasha never gets off the ground. That's what Taisus Tain is against Rasha. Yeah. Why is he called the Nitpalo Braver Karvi Avera? Why is he a nitvalo aver that even the third aid, the one who testified third, also gets kasha zama? What's that? So the Muki Yosef on the side of the Rif there in Makkas quotes from the Ritz Geus. The Ritz Geus was a contemporary of the Rif. So he, Ibn Giyak, Rabbi Yitzchak Ibn Giyak, same name as the Rif, Rabbi Yitzchak also. So the Ibn the Ritz Geus says, Rabbi Kiva is disagreeing with the previous Tana. Previous Tana says, Mashnai Machi Zamu Kulam, Machi Zamu Shneim. So Shlosha also, you don't give Kasha Zamu, Machi Zamu Shloshtam. You have to be Mazam all three. Even though the first two could have stood on their own, you didn't really need the third aid. The first two could have accomplished the whole aid without the third one. So still, you need Achi Zamu Kulam. Comes Rabbi Kiva and he disagrees. Labar Kasavash. I disagree with the Tanakhama. I say if you're Mazim two, even though you were never Mazim the third one, all three get the death penalty. That's why the third one is called a Nitpalavri Aver. He's never Huzam. He gave Eda Semes. But he joined together with two gangsters who gave Eda Sheker. So he gets the death penalty because you're Mazim the other two. That's a Chiddush. We don't accept that pshat. He must have had the Girsa, he may have had the Girsa in the Mishnah. And you look in the Mishnah, it's have another Girsa. Laba hashlishi lahakil olav ela lahachmer olav. And Agmar doesn't say, just says laba hashlishi ela lahachmer olav. Lasas dinika yetzbeil. But there are other Girsas that have, you're wrong. Laba kosav lahakil. The shlishi is not mentioned lahakil achi ezamu kulam. Achi ezamu shloshim. Ela lahachmer olav. If you only mazim two, and the third one was never huzam, so his lahanish is hanit palov yaveret. That's a fantastic Kiddush. Wow. How can you give a guy a noinish kashazam? He never, you were never mazim him. How can he get a punishment kashazam? It's a pella.
Couldn't you disagree with, I forgot already, but that you don't need all three to be huzam, but that if the two are huzam, there'd still be disagreeing to say those two would be killed. They don't.
I mean, the first time it says nobody gets a punishment unless all three were huzam. Rabbi Kiva disagrees and he says one. So if you mazim two, so why, where do you say nitbalav yavera? And if you mazim all three, then the third one to testify is with just he's the fifth wheel on the car. The Haggadah Seder would have done very well with that, the third guy. So he's a nitbal. So if you mazim all three, then he gets kasher zama. So the Ritz Geus says that it means you're only mazim the first two. And still the third one gets the anisha. You want to say, no, you mazim the first two, they'll get the anisha. Mazim all three, then the third one will get you. That's how we learn. Yeah, that's how we learn. But we hold that Rabbi Kiva agrees with the first Tana. You have to have achi zama kulam also. If it won't be Uzama Kulam, so no one will get, even if you're Mazim too, they won't get an Oynish Kasha Zama. We don't assume even the first part of this Ritz Geus. I mean, there could be, theoretically, there could be such a Pshat and Rishayim. I don't know, it could be. The Rabbi Kiva is disagreeing with the Tanakhama that you don't need Achei Zama Kulam, but you need Achei Zama Shneihem. Yeah. How can you give Kasha Zama? If the guy wasn't Huzam, how can you give Kasha Zama? So in yeshivas they say, you see, that the Oynish Kasha Zama is close to the Chalashem Eid Zayman. So that's a question when you have, let's say, two Eidim have a Psul, and you say Korba Psul. So what's the Psul on the third one? The third one, you say he has the same Psul of the others, he's considered also a Korav, he's considered also a Rasha. No, it's a new Din Korba Psul. If you say that the same Psul that they have is Chal on him, so they were Huzmu. So you call him also an Eid Zayman. So he gets the Yonish, even though he was never Huzam, we label him as an Eid Zaymim, because that's the nature of Korav Pasul. That's the Sofik Rabbi Kivega has. He said, would you say Korav Pasul by Eid Asisha, by Heter Agunas? Because all Kraivim are accepted, you accept the testimony, except for Arosh HaDechamas. Gazlan Shal Torah is not accepted. So let's say five witnesses testified that a man died, and four out of the five are gone of him. So would you say Korav Apostle, you can't even accept the testimony of the fifth one? Because you can consider him a ganav also a Korav Apostle? You say, no, Korav Apostle is a psul. It's not that you consider him like a ganav. It's a side psul. It's another psul. But it's not the psul of ganav, and all psulim are accepted by Eid HaSisha. That's Rabbi Kivega's suffering. So this Ritz Geus sounds like he is of the opinion that Korav Apostle, you slap on the third guy the same psul from the other ones. So you call him an Eid Zayman. Okay, so tomorrow morning, Mishatavim Matzlachas, there's a midterm at 10 o'clock in this classroom, I think. And then we're going to celebrate after the midterm by having a class, see them together. See them on the first 8 blot. And then we'll continue.
Yeah, I got it.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm saying people
Okay.